KFYO News Talk 790 at 739 with Tom Collins, Lore Mack on a Monday. Going to the phone, and what do we have here but our congressman, Randy Neugebauer, will appear. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Hey, thank you so much for sending dinner over to our house on Thursday. It was absolutely fabulous.
Well, we were glad to do that and hope that makes, things a little easier for you. And isn't Chad a great cook?
Oh, my word. It was incredible. Very good. It was very good.
Two nice surprises here. Go ahead and share number
one. It was so crazy because I called and I left him a message. Well, actually, he called me or texted me, left a message. He called and he said, "This is Chad Curry." And I wanted to know what time would be good, to bring it over. And so I called him back and I got his voicemail and I said, "By the way, is this the same Chad Curry that I used to teach in Bible class when he was a little boy?"
Yahtzee.
And he called back and he said, "Yes, it is the same Chad." So I used to have him in Bible class, which was really kind of cool. He's grown up quite nicely.
You know, Chad is one of our first responders, works for, EMS. And
recently received an award.
I keep trying to get him to open up his own restaurant because he is just a phenomenal cook and a phenomenal person. You know, he's working for our community. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed that. And Mrs. Neugebauer and I were delighted to be able to do that.
Well, thank you very much. We really have enjoyed it. And he made so much. I mean, we're probably going to have some more tomorrow or tonight.
He is large on the portions.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, we've got this big security alert and the concerns at all the embassies around the world, and a lot of people are critical about it, saying we're kind of laying down on terror. What's your take on the deal, and what's the discourse on the Hill?
Well, I think the thing is that I think what this points out, and Tom and Laura, we've talked about this on the program, intelligence assets are one of our most important things of keeping our world safe. And the war on terrorism is a global war, and these cells operate just about everywhere. And so having good intel on what's going on, and what happened last week was that we listen all the time to over in the Middle East to these and watch conversations and activity, communications between these cells, and they call that chatter, and that chatter, began to kind of increase, and I think it led them to believe that there was a more credible threat, and then so they start kind of tying those together, and one of the things I think since Benghazi is I think we sent a signal, unfortunately, to the terrorists that we really don't guard our embassies very well. And that a very, organized attack in Benghazi was very successful. And so I think it puts a lot of our assets at risk, in our embassies and so forth. And so, over the weekend, they put this alert in place, we're obviously, they're monitoring that.
I'm glad that they were able to thwart any possible attack.
Yeah,
the problem with this, Laura, is that we have to be 100% right. I mean, if they're if they just do 1% or 2%, obviously the ramifications of that, and it puts a lot of pressure on our folks to make sure that we are deciphering these plans and making sure that we're taking the appropriate actions to prevent them from happening.
Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We're going to take a break back with Randy Neugebauer in just a few minutes. It's 7:43. Good morning. News Talk 790, 747, Collins Mack and Randy Neugebauer. How are you this morning, sir?
I am very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, what's the weather like up in Washington?
Well, actually, I am in Texas now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, Congress adjourned for the month of August, and that's for members of Congress to go back to their congressional districts. And so for the next month or so, I'll be traveling around the district. And so I'm looking forward to that. It's always good to be back in what I refer to as God's country.
Okay. Hey, I think you're introducing, aren't you, some legislation for a constitutional amendment regarding the debt ceiling?
Yes. You know, Tom, one of the things when I got to Congress, I realized that, you know, initially when we first started, there wasn't always a lot of discussion about just raising the debt ceiling. And so each year when they did appropriation bills and they needed to raise the debt ceiling, well, they just inserted that in one of the bills, and it was nobody gave that a lot of thought. But, you know, that's kind of how we got to the point here of having $17 trillion in debt. And I think when we're going to ask the American people to go on the hook for additional debt, that we shouldn't be able to do that with a simple majority. And so what I did is introduced a piece of legislation that says in the future that if you raise the debt ceiling, it would require a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate to be able to do that. And I think that's the appropriate way to do that, because what happens right now is the easiest thing to do when you're spending more money than you're bringing in is just to put it on your credit card. The second easiest thing in the past has been, well, to raise taxes on hardworking Americans. And the harder thing was always to, you know, what, you know, stop spending is more money than you're bringing in. And so what I want to do is want to turn the table around and make it harder to raise your taxes, harder to put this on your credit card, and put the focus on, you know, beginning to learn to live within our means here.
Yeah. what a novel concept. I don't understand, because people that, of all walks of life, whether you're on either side of the aisle, people can't realistically live that way. And I don't see where people think it's okay for the government to do that. But anyway, we'll be back with Randy Nagabauer, 7:49 morning to you. Randy Nagabauer on the line with Collins Mack this morning at 7:54. Good morning. Randy, you guys have just recently voted again, probably for the 40th or 50th time, to defund Obamacare. Where are we at on that?
Well, on Friday we voted to, you know, not let the IRS, in other words, not allow them to use any funds, appropriated funds, to implement Obamacare or any of the subsidies for the exchanges. And so this is the 40th vote that we've taken. Now, a lot of people say, well, those votes don't count, but that's not actually true. About seven pieces of legislation have been passed and signed by the president that either deferred or changed the implementation of Obamacare, because what even the president knows is he's finding this is an extremely difficult piece of legislation to implement, because it doesn't work. The real issue that we need, though, is we've passed about we've done that about 40 times in the House, but obviously the Democrats control the Senate, and the Senate is excited about defunding, or defunding is one way. Tom, I think ultimately the only way to really fix this permanently is to basically rescind Obamacare and replace it with something that makes sense. But obviously, with Mr. Reid and the Democrats controlling the Senate, President controlling the White House, that's not likely to happen in the near terms. But we just want to keep chipping away at it every opportunity that we get.
Well, I just don't think that people in general, just middle-class common people, are really interested in paying these premiums and going forward with this. I mean, a lot of companies, the company that owns this radio station that we're on, it has actually postured and reacted. My brother-in-law's company has postured and reacted. My sister is the comptroller for a school district up in Indiana. They've reacted. I mean, people all over the country. I mean, you know, premiums are up, 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 up. And there's really no relief in sight, and this isn't even the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's more to come, much more.
Yeah, there is, and even I think it's kind of interesting, Tom, is even the labor unions that are supposed to be were big supporters of the president's initiative here for Obamacare. Now they're beginning to understand that it's going to impact them, and now they're coming out against it. And you talk about the people that own the radio station and other companies. Every small businessman that I talk to, even large business people, they're very concerned about this, and the premiums are going up, I think they're going to continue to go up. And the president said this, wouldn't raise the cost of health care. And it is, and there has consequences to it. So it'll be interesting. And as we get closer to the implementation of this, I think people are going to begin to realize this just wasn't a good deal that they were sold it was.
Well, and a lot of it is trickle down, and you can sit there and say, I think I was having a conversation with some people about this that were kind of advocating for it this last week, and they were saying, well, yeah, but it's just so involved and it's so complicated that we just don't think that the president knew or that Harry Reid knew that there were going to be increases. But there are taxes and taxes and taxes and fees and stuff that are included in this. It's like it's one big quid quo pro, and it's like we're getting this great deal, but in return, this is what you're going to have to pay. And it's really not, we're not getting anything except stuff.
You know what, Nancy, you remember what Nancy Pelosi said? We're going to have to pass this thing so we'll know what's in it. Well, Lord, that was a terrible thing for her to say and a terrible policy in any case. But there was the president did know there was taxes embedded in this, almost $500 billion worth of taxes. And then he reached over and took almost $500 billion out of Medicare. And of course, what we've been knowing is Medicare is about to run out of money anyway. So stay tuned. I think we're going to have more of this discussion when we come back in September.
Okay. Hey, Randy, thanks for being with us this morning. Hey, if you're talking to Chad Curry, Chef Chad Curry can have him send some food over to the morning show anytime.
I'll do that. Take care, and y'all have a great week.
You too, man. Thanks.